Do you want to do that?
No.
Is that your shot?
What?
The heat, I can turn the heat on?
Sure. Scare.
No, no, no. That was the Kali from the Kali.
Schach Naftali. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakel Nidvei.
Well,
sir,
thank you for being
here
because we remember
that.
Thank you.
About the shir.
Well, yes, I called
it. It was a mistake. I sent a text as I always do in the morning and somehow it didn't, something didn't go through. Okay. Why? Because all the doctors, you mean? I'm going to talk a little bit about Eved Ivri, a new thought that occurred to me on understanding a little bit the beginning of the parasha. Rashi right away says, Ve'ela mishpotem ha-shotosem lufneim, Vav Moisif Alinyan Rishon, Ma Rishonis Misinai, Afeilu Misinai. Famous Rashi, that there's a connection between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisroi, just like what was said in Yisroi was Sinai, so too this is Bisinai. Famous question is asked, of course, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that Parshas Mishpatim is Bisinai? What's new? And there is one other such pasuk in Parshas Bahar, right? The end of Sefer Vayikra, Bahar B'chukosai, Parshas Bahar says Bahar Sinai. And over there, Rashi brings down the famous Torah Kahanim that questions, Ma'inyan Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. And over there, they also ask the question. But this we're holding right by Matan Torah. That pasuk in Parshas Bahar takes care of the whole Torah. That's just like Sinai was, Shemitah was said in Sinai, all the mitzvahs were said in Sinai. Here we just got the Torah. We're already saying now that we need a special pasuk, Vav Moisif Alinyan Rishon, to tell you my Rishon is Mesinai Afeilu Mesinai. So it's obvious that there's some unique connection between this parsha and Maimon Har Sinai that the Torah wanted to bring out. Just want to discuss what is that connection. Starts off, Kisikne Eved Ivri. So, obviously, the question stands out, why does the Parashas Mishpatim start with this mitzvah? From all the mitzvahs that there are in Chosh Mishpat, Eved Ivri is the most remote mitzvah. A mitzvah that probably is one in a million. That a person should be sold for an Eved Ivri. The whole idea of selling oneself for an Eved Ivri was very remote. It was very remote to begin with. And then, the Torah is not even talking about somebody who sells himself for an Eved Ivri. The Torah is talking about Machru Bezdin. Machru Bezdin is taking something which is remote, and this is like remote of remote, because it means the person stole, he's liquidated, he has nothing left. He has no relatives who could bail him out. He has no properties that could bail him out. That's when Bezdin sells him. And it has to be that the gneva that he stole was equivalent to his value. The Gemara there in Kiddushin learns out v'nimkar b'gnevosei. So if he's worth more than his gneva, well, he doesn't quite make it, you don't sell him. So you're talking about a mamisha, one in a million, maybe. So that's how Parshas Mishpatim begins, with this din. But what's even more difficult, and to me this is the strongest difficulty, is that the Torah is telling us to do to this Eved something which contradicts what the whole Torah is about. The Eved is sold. Sold for an Eved Ivri. And that's Keneged the Torah. It says, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, avodayim v'le avodim l'avodim. In fact, for some reason, until the Eved stays for 7 years and then asks for it to be prolonged, then we drill his ear. For some reason, we don't drill his ear at the beginning, which is another kasha that Achronim ask. We should really drill his ear at the beginning. Right? One of these, two Mamorei Chazal. One Mamorei Chazal says, Oizen Shasham al Har Sinai, Kili B'nei Yisroel Avodim, Avodai Heim V'loi Avodim La'Avodim. I said, you shouldn't be an Eved. And you went and sold yourself for an Eved. That's part of it. Yeah, but then every Moicher Atzmai,
right,
anybody who sells himself, should be drilled at the beginning. Every Moicher Atzmai, which is most Avodim. Very rare would an Eved be sold by Bezin. Anytime a guy sells himself for an Eved, he should be drilled upon the sale. That's the ultimate chet. Here the guy's already Eved, he's just staying there. A guy who sells himself for an Eved, to begin with, voluntarily. Another Maimah Chazal says, Oizen Shashom al Harsinai Loi Sigzo, the ear that heard on Harsinai not to steal, and went in, because you only steal somebody if he stole. And he went, he stole, should be drilled. Again they ask. Anybody who steals should be drilled. What's the difference if he has money, he doesn't have money, he sold, should be drilled at the beginning. I mean, even before the beginning, he should be drilled. He should be drilled as soon as he steals. The guy's a wealthy ganav, so he's allowed to get away with it. He has money, so he gets away with it. He can win against the Rebbeinu Shalom. Should get drilled. Zero should get drilled. So it's very, very difficult.
Any available one does, or just Gzela?
Let us even say that Gzela is the worst. Okay? So do it by every Goslin. Why Dafka the Eved Ivri, who's asking to be prolonged in Eved Ivri? But then, Mineu Bey, from the Chazal itself, you can ask a question. And that is, why do we sell him for an Eved Ivri to begin with? Why did the Torah give us such a mitzvah? A mitzvah which contradicts the Torah itself. The Gemara and Kedushin has a whole shaila, Tzipere Mitzvah, the birds of the Mitzvah. So the Halacha is one of the birds you send out to the field. The Gemara has a shaila, if that bird is Mutar Ba'ano, the bird of the Mitzvah that you send away, and the Gemara says it has to be Mutar Ba'ano. Because Lo Yomra Torah Shalach L'Takola, the Torah would not have said, to send the bird away, people could be nichshon. Right? Somebody will find the bird. Somebody will use the bird. So the Torah wouldn't have done that. Right? Even over there, what avera would they even be over? The Shah Melech asks, as soon as you take the bird, you throw it out, it's bakal b'chayv, and all the birds in the world. It's not real avera. But for some reason, the Gemara says, the Torah wouldn't tell us to do such a thing. So the obvious question is, why does the Torah tell us? It seems like hypocrisy. The Torah tells us that if he goes ahead and he has to stay by the Odin, we drill his ear. And we tell him, the ear that heard on Har Sinai, Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim, sells himself for an Eved. What do you mean? You sold me for an Eved. I learned from you. Bezin sold me for an Eved. The highest court sold me for an Eved. Was the Taina on me? But for some reason, the Torah tells us to do to him that which we ourselves are later going to drill his ear because he did it, because he prolonged what we began. We started the process. We started the Eved Ivri process. You know, in Chinuch, they say the worst thing you could possibly do is contradict the Chinuch that you're giving. Rabbi Yankov used to scream about this Chavakai. He used to say, stop being Machanach. Be a mashpia. Rabbi Yankov always said, Chinuch is a trefavot. He used to say, Chinuch is people look at it as preaching. Stop preaching. Do yourself and let it flow over to your children. Let it flow over to the people around you. He always said, it's not Chinuch, it's mahashpoah. That was Rabbi Yankov's, he said. But Lamaisa, here Bezin sells him for an Eved. So then he goes, he takes the contract that Bezin did, and he extends the contract. Now we drill his ear. So perhaps we could say like this. Last week, Shabbos, we were discussing a little bit the inyan of why Shavuos is on day Vav Sivan. If the actual, the Sinas HaTorah was on Zion. The way we paskin, the actual Torah was given on Zion, not on Vav. Famous question. Mogan Avraham is the Kasha, ready the Kadmonim is the Kasha. Marshon, Shabbos is the Kasha. So, we were focusing on the inyan of Derech Eretz Kodmah L'Torah. That was the discussion we had last Shabbos. But I want to give you another idea. What is the, what you could say is the pshat. And it also connects to the whole idea of Sfira. The whole idea of Sfira b'zman hazeh is very strange. The Ran, in Psochem, tries to clarify Sfira. But the truth is, when you first read it, it makes it complicated. The Ran says that really Sfira today should not be noyik, because we don't have a korban omer. The whole idea of Sfira is miyoyim hakriv chemes omer hatanufa. That's why many Rishonim and paskin that Sfira bizman hazeh is the rabbonim, because we don't have a korban omer. Right? So the Ran in the end of Pesachim says really Sfira today should be the rabbonim. So why is it the Raisa? So the Ran says the reason why it's the Raisa, the reason why we're noyik, forget the Raisa, the reason why Sfira is noyik b'zman hazeh, he says, because when the Jews left Mitzrayim, he brings on a medrash. They asked Moshe, when are we getting the Torah? And Moshe said, l'seif chamish miyam. You're getting it after 50 days. They started counting. The Ran says, Mamil, that's why we count today. That's the Ran. The Sefer HaChinuch, also by the mitzvah Sfira, brings down this idea. That the reason why we count is ke'eved ha-tzofel etzel, like you had a slave walking in the desert in the heat, and he's dehydrated, he's waiting to get to some shade. He's tzofel etzel, he's counting. So the question is, what do you mean? We got the Torah already. That only makes sense for that generation. They were waiting to get the Torah. We have it. We have the Torah. We have the Torah before Shavuos. Shavuos is commemoration of something that we have. It's not something we got. Right? Do we have the Torah today or not?
No.
We don't have the Torah. Okay, if we don't have the Torah, we don't have the Torah.
The Torah is there. We have it. We have it. So we come there.
But we know that the Torah can be nikna every single day of your life. How you getting lost? That's one of the reasons why the Day of Mount Torah is not even recorded in the Torah. Is lest the person, Chas V'Shalom, make the error to think that he has to wait till Vav Sivan to engage, right? The Jews then, they were limited. They were only able to get it on that day. So it makes sense, they were counting for that day. Actually, one of the biggest sakonas in Ruchnis, you should know, Dr. Naaman, is people who say, tomorrow I'm going to do it. In Ruchnis, the worst trait to have is tomorrow. Everybody has that. Tafiyemi, I'm going to start next Masecht. Right? The Shia, I'm going to start going next time. It's always next. People live their lives on Lumachar Lasaisam. That's why Chazal tells us, no. Hayem Lasaisam. Lumachar Lakabal Schor. Hayem Lasaisam. So the whole concept of sphere is a little bit strange, a little difficult. So I think what we could say here, and this would also explain the whole idea, really, the truth is that when a person is an Eved Ivri, they are somewhat out of the role. They're out of the union of Klal Yisrael while they're an Eved Ivri. There are a lot of Marius Shivchik Knights. It's not a privilege to marry a Shivchik Knights. Marrying a Shivchik Knights normally is a Loisi Akadesha. You're not allowed to marry a Shivchik because you're holy. Ki Am Kodosh Atol Hashem Elokecha. The Eved Ivri is allowed to marry Shivchik Knanis. He is a little bit of Avodim La'Avodim. He's out of the union to some degree. He's still a Yisrael, but he's a little bit out of the union. I could say it's like this. There's one of my favorite Baal Shem Tovs. I have a lot of Baal Shem Tovs that I love, a lot of shtiklach from the Baal Shem. One of my most favorite Baal Shem Tovs is the one about Neshama Yiseha. It's such a penetrating thought. The Baal Shem Tov says, why is it that Neshama Yisera is learnt from Ovdo Nefesh? From a negative. The Gemara in Be'er. beginning of the second parak, the Gemara says, how do we know that a Jew has a neshama yisrael on Shabbos? And the Gemara says, vayinofash. It says, vayinofash, u'bayoyim ha'shvi'i, shovas vayinofash. So the Gemara says, kivon she'over Shabbos goes away, vey is like vey, woe, vey ovdo nefesh. So actually, there is no source in the Torah that we get a neshama yisrael. There's a source in the Torah that we lose one. It's an amazing thing. There is no source in the Torah that we get a neshama yisrael. How do we know we get one? Because there's a pasuk that alludes to the loss of it. And from that pasuk we learn that we must have one. If we lose one, it must mean we have one. Why negative? Why isn't there a pasuk in the Torah that says that on Friday, as Shabbos comes in, you're crowned with a neshama yisrael? No such pasuk. We only have a pasuk the other way, to the negative. That's the Baal Shem's kasha. Baal Shem says the most phenomenal teretz, which is such a true concept in life, such a true concept. He says, so many people spend Shabbos and they don't get neshama yisrael. They don't get it. They don't get neshama yisrael. Well, they don't feel the neshama yisrael. Let's put it that way, rather than say they don't get it. He says, so how are you zeicha taka to neshama yisrael? So he says in Posh Nezach. He says that if somebody doesn't realize that Shabbos is an opportunity that goes away, they'll never get to Shabbos. The way to be zeicha to neshama yisrael is to know that there's something there Shabbos that I don't have during the week. Then you talk and get it. But if you don't realize that Shabbos is a privilege, then you won't get the neshama yisrael. If you don't look at it like, wow, there's something Shabbos present that I don't have during the week, then you won't get what you can get from Shabbos. Says the Baal Shem, that's what the Gemara says. You want to know how you get neshama yisrael? From vei ovdo nefesh. If you realize during the week what you don't have, then you'll be able to be zeichet to get neshama yisrael Shabbos. If you're just sitting there and you expect Shabbos to neshama yisrael to come into your body and leave, that doesn't work that way. You have to realize that there's a lost opportunity. If you realize there's a lost opportunity, then you'll talk to be zeichet. I always felt that way. Bianca Kamenetsky said, so I'm living in Muncie for the last, moved to Muncie in the 60s, late 60s, right? I always felt that if people would know that this is not going to be here forever, they would have taken advantage of him tremendously. I lived right across the street, so I saw most of the week. It was quiet. People didn't come. He was very available. Could go in there any time of the day. He was totally available to anybody who wants to come. It was quiet. Rosh Hashanah people came for bracha. It was packed. Lines of people to get a bracha. A good kibben shtio. During the week, Chesky knows I always say over that his Rambam Shia. He used to learn with a Yid, Rambam. Once a week, Tuesday, he had a Chavrusa, Rambam. With a Balabos. And the Balabos was a very fine man, don't get me wrong. A terrific Jew. But to me, I looked at it like, why is he learning Chavrusa with Rabbi Yankov? What? So I asked, no. I asked the Rebbetzin. I said, what did he... Every now and then, the guy who came, he was a builder. He would come with his son. But it was pretty much him. I said, what? He says, nee, my man, this is my man's Rambam Shia. He gave a Rambam Shia once a week. This guy came. It's hard to believe. He used to give a Sefer HaChinuch Shir once a week at night. It was a diamond. He used to say over all the stories from Europe and the Alter of Slobodka. And it was easy. He would read through a Sefer HaChinuch. It was on the Parsha. You can't get better for half hour. You were in and out in half hour. You got Koinei Lomei B'Shoachas. There's 3.5 people were there.
Don't they always say that a person's never recognized?
Yeah. But the whole goof, that's what I'm saying.
Why is
that? A day after Rabbi Yankov was nifter, if he would have come to give a Rambam Shir, Achrim is Kadesh. They would have... That's really the Baal Shem's vault. The Baal Shem says, and you should know, when people came from Eretz Yisrael or from out of town, they'd come to Rabbi Yankiv, they'd go, where's everybody? Like, why are they... Why, where is everybody? Friday night he gave a chumash shir. Where is everybody? It was a great shir. Where is everybody? Whenever I would have a cousin would come to me for Shabbos, I say, after the meal, we're going to Rabbi Kamenetsky's chumash shir. They thought it's going to be standing room only. And we came in. There was plenty of room. Plenty of room. There was one guy sat there, used to sleep through the shir. Standard, that was his standard thing. He came in and went to sleep. That was his... Okay, it's also to sleep by it's also a schus. But they would always come, where's everybody? Okay, because but in Muncie, we had Rabbi Yankiv. He was there. Had Rabbi Yankiv. It does look to Baal Shem. If people would realize that Shabbos is an opportunity that goes away, then you could get from Shabbos what you could get from Shabbos. If you look at Shabbos, so then you don't get it. Neshama Yisera only goes to those Jews who realize that when Shabbos is not here, something is missing. Something's missing. So I want to tell you very simple. You have to internalize it. You have to work on yourself. It doesn't happen naturally. I have to say, our family did feel it because my parents used to tell us daily, we have Rabbi Yankiv across the street. It was like part of my animamin. Like, Rabbi Yankiv's across the street. I used to hear that the Erev Vayikiv Tzoroi. Moedani Lefanecha, Rabbi Yankiv's across the street. Anytime we had a school, this I'll never forget. We had a school, anytime, anything that we had to do for school, whether it was to write a poem, whether it was to write, whatever, any writing assignment that you had to express personally, always Rabbi Yankiv was part of the assignment. To my parents, because if he wouldn't be in there, my parents would go, you didn't mention Rabbi Yankiv? Rabbi Yankiv didn't make it into the assignment? So we really was always, Rabbi Yankiv was in every assignment. But you have to be some lave. We wouldn't have realized on ourselves. Baruch Hashem, my parents, they did it for us. You know. So Emes is like this. When a person, when we get the Kabbal Satera, the only way the Kabbal Satera can stick to us is if we realize what an opportunity it is to have the Torah. And if we realize how empty we would be without the Torah, then we could have the Torah. So in a sense, the Svira that we counted for Matan Torah, that's the essence of being able to have a Torah. Only if somebody is counting for Maimon Har Sinai could they have a Torah. And that Svira could never go away. Till now I have Torah. No. You have to look at the Torah as something which you always have to get. You have to look at the Torah always as an opportunity that it's lost, you're lost without it. And that's why Svira remains an everlasting chelik of Torah. Svira is part of Matan Torah. Svira becomes, because how are you zeich at the Matan Torah? Through Svira. Till today it's that way. Till today we're zeich at the Torah through Svira. And when a person strays away from Torah, it's because he doesn't realize what he is with the Torah. So what does the Torah say? For 6 years, he has to go out, be without the Torah. He's mutter b'shivcha knanis. The reason why that's done is to reawaken him what it's like not to have the Torah. What it's like not to have the Torah. And that's precisely what shivcha reflects. Because when the Torah says you can't marry a shivcha, it says, Ki am kadosh atal Hashem lekecha. Because you're a holy person. But if you don't value that, if you don't realize what it's worth, so all the geneva and whatever else goes on in Parashas Mishpatim, whatever goes on in Parashas Mishpatim, when a Jew doesn't conduct his business affairs the way he should, it's because he doesn't realize, am kadosh atal Hashem lekecha. He doesn't realize the opportunity of what it is to be a Jew, to run your business like a Jew. And the mail of the introduction to Parashas Mishpatim is a Jew who doesn't appreciate the Torah is missing in hope being a Jew. He's mutter b'shivcha kananis. And that's why it starts with this. Not because this is a common halacha, but because this halacha, and it could very well be that this whole reason why he sold is that he should go to the level that by the end of those 6 years, he wants to have a maimon al Sinai. And if at that point he says, I want to stay here, now he's going totally again. It's like bringing him back to maimon al Sinai and he's rejecting it. That's why that's when he gets drilled. Because here he went through the process that was supposed to bring him to that level of feeling, I want the Torah, and he didn't do it. Now it's, not when he did the chet the first time, but now the Torah put him through a process to bring him back to Maimon Halsina. And that could be the vav in the beginning of this parsha. We asked, what's the vav connecting to Halsina? Because that's the whole idea. Okay, stop here. I want to, but I'm giving share for the woman now. You okay without me?
I come to this share for the woman.
You.